Zinger System started out as an idea in the minds of a few Cameroonian entrepreneurs. After they spent 1 year developing their academic software and business model at Active Spaces, a technology hub in the southwest of the country, they eventually launched their business and now employ 8 people. Active Spaces, said Al Benda, the community manager, is a shared office space and co-work atmosphere and a place where designers, software developers, artists, and more can gather.
We realize that many enterprising techies work in isolation in Cameroon. You know, they're struggling to solve problems that have been tackled before, but they're trying to do this, you know, by themselves in these tiny silos. So we think that by bringing people together, you know, we're building a community centered around technology and pushing ideas forward with a strong group spirit.
Benda said someone who wants to join the community applies to the Active Spaces board with their business idea, which is then reviewed, and if accepted, they gain access to workshops and help with gaining finance for their business.
So basically, we incubate innovative initiatives. If one has a project which they feel can really be of impact to the community, they apply to Active Spaces with this project. Basically, just a hub where people come together and try and solve problems and build businesses out of these problems.
He added, the purpose is to achieve financing for business and stresses it is not a charity endeavor.
Just giving out grants to Africa is not really the way forward, because you're putting in value where nothing's been given in return. I think we need to focus on making proper investments.
This year, Active Spaces is launching a super incubator that will place entrepreneurs in the same apartment living together. And of the 10 ideas going into the competition, Banda said he expects 5 to emerge as working businesses by the end of 2012. Active Spaces is part of a wider network of tech hubs known as Afrolabs, which also has co-work spaces in Kenya, Senegal, and Uganda. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Washington.